Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The scorching heat shows no sign of letting up, but you can always wait till dark and watch free screenings in the park. They have some going on at Young Dundas Square each Thursday night in Corktown, and there's a TPFF screening coming in August at Christie Pitts. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies that you can only see in air-conditioned theaters. There's A Man in Oakland, Told to Talk White, A Musician from Newark, Made to Sing White, and A Woman in 19th Century England, Told to Write. Whitney, documentary, directed by Kevin MacDonald. Whitney Houston is a middle-class church-going girl born into a musical family in Newark, New Jersey. Her mom, Sissy Houston, who sings backup for Aretha, and her cousin is Dionne Warwick. She has many supportive family members, including an NBA player brother, and her stepdad is a municipal bureaucrat. They put her into a private Catholic school to avoid urban strife and riots. She's pretty, talented, and professionally trained, and by age 18, she's accompanying her mom at a Manhattan nightclub. Until the night, she takes the stage on her own. Her beautiful voice blows the audience away, and soon enough, record executives are banging at her door, and she never looks back. She moves in with her best friend, Robin Crawford, in a committed relationship. Soon she's chalking up consecutive number one hits, eventually breaking the record for female vocalist, and she puts her entire family onto the payroll. Despite her intimate relationship with Robin, a woman, she meets and marries pop star Bobby Brown, and does her best to please him and their cute little daughter. But all is not well. Even as her fame grows, some fans object to her homogenized MOR tunes that the studio provides, who wants her to sing white. Whitney becomes a real superstar when the movie The Bodyguard, including the theme song, comes out to worldwide attention. But she's too big at this point to survive. So she starts on a downward spiral into drug addiction, depression, and isolation. She's exploited, abused, and her career collapses, as do her vocal cords and family life. Okay, Whitney's a new documentary that, through interviews, exclusive interviews with family members and workmates, virtually everyone in her life, except Robin, unveils her hidden history, her drug use, fluid sexuality, and even possible abuse as a young girl. But no spoilers here. Personally, I was never a fan of Whitney's bland musical style, but I found this documentary equally engrossing and sickening. Along with all the interviews, it has amazing montages that combine 80s music videos, TV commercials, and violent news footage that's worth watching just for that. This is a celebration of crash and burn celebrityhood that you don't want to watch, but you can't take your eyes off. Sorry to Bother You, written and directed by Boots Riley. Cassius Green, played by Lakeith Stanfield, is a young everyman in Oakland in a bad situation. He's jobless, penniless, and nearly homeless. He lives in his uncle's garage, and he drives a rust bucket. His girlfriend, Detroit, played by Tessa Thompson, is a political performance artist who's also perpetually broke. So he jumps at the chance to work for a telemarketing company and gradually learns the ropes. It's stressful, depressing, with a high turnover rate, and worse than that, it's commission-based, meaning if you don't close a deal, you don't get paid. And he can't get anyone to buy from him until one day an old-timer, played by Danny Glover, tells him the secret. Talk white. It's not just an accent, it's the whole lifestyle, talking like you don't have a worry in the world. Sure enough, he begins to earn some cash, and at the same time, though, a union rep named Squeeze, played by Steven Yeun, is organizing a wildcat strike. And behind the scenes, Bay Area zillionaire Steve Lift, played by Armie Hammer, is urging labor to sign up as indentured servants. Virtual slaves, in other words. He owns the company. So which direction will Cassius go? Join the strike or cross the picket line? Sorry to Bother You is a brilliant political satire that combines science fiction, black American culture, experimental movie making, and delightful comedy. Filmmaker Boots Riley reinvents film in unexpected ways, like tearing down the fourth wall in one scene, literally. He shows gangster rap as modern-day minstrelsy, while keeping political issues like homelessness and precarious employment at the forefront. This is an excellent indie movie. Mary Shelley, directed by Haifa Al-Mansour. Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin, played by Elle Fanning, is a teenage girl in 19th century England. She wears her blonde hair braided and her dresses loose. She can be found curled up against a gravestone reading a book. She's the daughter of famed feminist Mary Wollstonecraft, who died when she was an infant, and political philosopher Charles Godwin. So she's always open to new ideas, both scientific and literary. Her dark-haired half-sister Claire, played by Belle Powley, is her constant companion until one day she meets a poet at a reading. Handsome young Percy Bysshe Shelley, played by Douglas Booth, sweeps her off her feet with his amorous verse. Is this love? Mary thinks so until she meets his estranged wife and kid. Turns out Shelley is a bit of a playa, but she agrees to run off with him anyway, and accompanied by the faithful Claire. And when the three of them are chased out of their Bloomsbury flat by debt collectors, they flee to the continent, where sex-addicted poet Lord Byron lives in a grand mansion. And to while away the rainy days there, Byron proposes the four of them, Mary, Byron, Shelley, and a young doctor, to write some scary stories. That's where she pens the classic Frankenstein. So can a woman get her work published in 19th century England? And is free love just an excuse men use to exploit gullible women? Okay, I enjoyed Mary Shelley, but I didn't love it. I can't seem to decide where it's going. Is it a gothic Bronte romance? Is it a feminist historical biopic? Or is it a witty Jane Austen drama? You can't be all three. And there's no Frankenstein here. The only monsters in this book, in this movie, are the loathsome poets she has to deal with. Whitney, Sorry to Bother You, and Mary Shelley all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.